Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
You know some songs just get stuck in your head?
Aladdin, Absolute.
Which is what we want to talk about. Apparently, Roseanne McKenzie has found a list. No, you found a cure for earworms.
Yes. So there's nothing more frustrating than having a song stuck in your head over and over. Dit gaan net om en om. Vir alles jy probeer slaap.
It happens to me all the time. I will wake up in the morning. I'll open my eyes and a song will pop into my brain immediately that I haven't heard in 15 years. And it will just stay there on loop all day, and I have no idea where it comes from or why it's in my head. It just is. So now apparently you can fix it.
Yes. So with the help of a music psychologist, Dr. Kelly Jakubowski at Durham University, claims that they have been able to scrub any earworm from your brain in seconds by playing a piece of music or a piece of audio, I should say, that can erase that earworm.
Okay. In order to test this theory, we first have to put an earworm in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
So, we went to look for what are ranked the three most earwormy songs of all time. We're going to play them for you. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. And then, after the traffic, we'll see if Roz's earworm remover works. So, you ready for number one?
Yep.
Earworm A.
But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked.
Okay.
Did you finish it in your head?
Yes, of course.
How are you feeling earworm-wise?
I could go for another one. I think there's something else that would be more catchy.
Fine.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Oh, no, big dislike. Not the one I want stuck in my head.
No.
Your third earworm option, and apparently this is the top of the list. This is the most earwormy song ever created.
Okay.
We will rock you. We will rock you.
Clap, clap, clap.
I agree with that assessment. It's the clapping part and the stamp, stamp, clap.
Takes me back to my least favorite activity in the world, which was high school cheerleading songs.
Yes.
Can't deal with it.
Yeah, that's where we are now, and it's going to be stuck in my head.
So, Boom Boom Clap, the most earwormy song of all time. I'm more interested in whatever the sound is that you claim is going to cure earworms.
Yes.
I don't even know if it's music.
That's why I called it audio.
Is it noise? Is it...
It's chalaikis.
More than one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Mackenzie's got an earworm cure for all of us, apparently. We'll make it available on the website as well. So if you do wake up with an annoying song stuck in your head, at least you know how to cleanse it for yourself, but we'll play it for you next. We're talking earworms.
Those things that get stuck in your head and it gaan net oor en oor en oor.
Sandra says, earworm you missed. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Yes. Yes,
earworm?
Definitely.
So, this sound of yours, because that's what we're going to call it, a sound.
Yes.
Is this the scientific apparent earworm remover?
Yes. According to doctors at the University of Durham. Kan ons wetenskaplikes strei?
Do you want to hear it?
I would like to hear it again.
Okay. You've heard it?
I have heard it. Okay. That's why I'm saying it's going to work.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, let's have a listen. Here we go. If you have an earworm, apparently this is Roz's solution. You know why that works? Because it makes me never want to listen to anything ever again.
Precies. Jy kan aan niks anders dink as om probeer sin maak van hierdie kakofonie van klanke wat in
jou... Daar is een baie goeie woord wat jy gebruik het,
hoor. Maar dit is die waarheid. Dit is die waarheid. It's to make
Daarom
you think
lank.
Of yeah. nothing else.
Now that made me deeply uncomfortable and I never want to hear it again.
Yeah, and it's designed that way, to break the rhythmic loop in your mind.
I'd rather have an earworm than that.
No. But that's not going to stick in your head. Jy hoor het een keer en dan.
That's true. I've forgotten what it sounds like.
Thank you.
I've completely forgotten all of the irritation. I just know I was irritated.
But it's also just like walking out of your house. You see, you just hear babies crying. You walk past and it's TikTok and it's this. That's what it's like at my house. So I don't have no earworms. I'm fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Three teenagers with cell phones playing out loud at the same time. That'll solve your problems.
And a dripping toilet. You're fine.
Edward says, thanks. Now I have the Simpsons in my head. That little sound right on the end is giving it to you. Dennis said it scrubbed certain adverts from his brain.
I told you.
I've got a better one.
Okay.
I've decided I have my own earworm remover, and it's better than Roz's earworm remover.
Are you just going to be that person wat een oorwurm met 'n ander oorwurm gaan vervang?
Nee, nooit nie. I would never do that to you.
Okay.
That was yours. Proven by the scientists.
Yeah.
Here's my earworm remover. I think is going to do a much better job. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. See, it worked.
Nia.
Now whatever you had in your head is gone and Rick Astley is there instead.
Replaced. Exactly. Ek het gesê, gaan jy nou net een oorwurm vervang met 'n ander een en dit is presies wat jy gedoen het.
That's true. It's exactly what I did.